If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Beat Check listeners, this is Lizzie Acker. We launched Why Though, our advice podcast, on this feed, but we're moving over to our very own Why Though feed. Come find us by searching for Why Though the podcast wherever you listen, and get even more Why Though content at oregonlive.com/why though. Yay!
Welcome to Why Though the podcast.
Hello, Destiny Johnson.
Hello, Lizzie Acker.
How are you today?
I'm living my best life because the tide has turned. The weather has turned in Portland. It is overcast. It is rainy. It is Twilight the movie weather, and I have come into my full power once more.
Mm-hmm. It is beautifully Oregon rainy outside. And, you know, I love summer. I do. But when it starts to rain, I'm also like, oof, I missed it.
I don't love the summer. I'm kind of a summer hater. I don't love the sun. The sun doesn't love me. It's mutual. And when it starts to rain, I start to get giddy. I like get my books out. I get my tea out. I get my sweaters out. Mm-hmm. All of my like little old lady hobbies are really like inside conducive.
They come in.
The only thing that gets worse is that, you know, I got to walk my dog. I started to walk my dog in the rain, but he does have an adorable raincoat.
Oh my gosh, a dog raincoat is. It doesn't really get much better than a dog raincoat.
I mean, little kid raincoats.
Oof, those are very cute. Oof, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? For some reason, I just imagine it's easier to get a raincoat on a dog than it is on a little kid.
If the little kid
is like, not today, Mom.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, listeners. This is Why Though the podcast.
Yeah, this is our podcast. We do this every week.
We sure do. And we get to do this podcast because Lizzie writes an amazing column called Why Though, where she gives people advice.
I give people all kinds of advice, and I'm happy to do it. I love doing it, and I love coming in here every week and talking to Destiny, who produces this podcast.
She's
and we just really like talking to me and giving advice. Chat it out, figure it out, and always talk about the weather because
that's true.
You know what? It's important.
I bring it up a lot. I'm so sorry. I'm very sensitive to the weather.
You know what? It's less like Oregon. We're always talking about the weather,
that's
and
true.
I also feel like because we get to like be here in person, we're more. It's just
we have to experience it to get here.
We are experiencing things, and I should know that I'm wearing my flannel pants.
I really like them.
They're like pajama pants, but for work.
They're really cool with the docks, though. It's the Pacific Northwest vibe that I really hoped for when I lived in Florida. You know, like I had a picture of what it might be.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
These are just to tell you, these are Blundstone boots.
Oh,
and
I'm really
literally
sorry.
Everyone. I mean, you might not have a pair because you only moved here a couple years ago.
I have like 5 pairs of docks, though.
Yeah. There was a day where I was with some other female Oregonian employees, and we were all wearing these boots.
Yeah. Okay. It's a thing.
So, yeah. They're just easy to put on.
Okay.
And they're waterproof.
They're cute.
And I just got these ones. My mom got them for me, my parents, sorry, for my birthday. Mm-hmm. I have another pair that I've probably been wearing since I moved back here, so almost 10 years, and they have bit the dust. The bottoms are coming off. So goodbye to the old. I bought the exact same pair in new.
Because it's your birthday in 2 days.
It is. I'm going to be 41 years
old. She's going to be 41 years old. And if you want to wish Lizzie happy birthday or talk to her about any advice, if you can text her.
Yeah, you could text me. In fact, as a birthday present to me, you should text me.
Yeah.
You just text the word advice to 503-751-8731, and then you just click the link and you subscribe, and you can tell me happy birthday, because when this comes out, I will have been 41 for one day.
Yes, absolutely. This will come out on Thursday the 28th, and Lizzie's birthday is the 27th, so you better wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah.
But through that text messaging, Lizzie will be actually texting you, asking for advice for her column or feedback on her column or questions for her column. So please.
Today I actually did present a very weather-based question. It's not just you, Destiny, who's obsessed with weather. It is also me. I said, well, what are you, umbrella or a raincoat? This is the season where we really decide, and there's a lot of people in Oregon who are like, umbrellas are bad, blah, blah, blah. You're not a real Oregonian if you use an umbrella. I think those people are wrong. Umbrellas can keep the rain off of your head and your face. And if you wear glasses.
I was just going to say those are for people who are privileged and don't wear glasses.
Exactly, exactly. For people who wear glasses, umbrellas can be a game changer. Yeah. I want to say raincoat and umbrella for me all the time. Well, yeah. Not all the time. I mean, I'm from Oregon, so it's got to be raining pretty hard for me to get the umbrella out. But, you know.
I think there's a threshold also.
Yeah.
Well, today, our question is not weather-based.
No.
It is, however, I think perfectly suited for the two of us.
It is.
If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I, Destiny, am a childless spinster. and I like it this way.
Yeah.
Lizzie is not. She's married, and she has a very adorable child, and she likes it that way.
I like it that way.
And this question, I think, is a great volley for the two of us.
Yes.
Because we have these different lives. Are you ready, Lizzie?
I'm so ready. I love it.
Okay, listeners, advice. I hope that you're ready. This question goes, Dear Lizzie, I'm at the age where a lot of my friends have kids, little time-sucking kids, and I don't have any and don't want to have any. I know it's traumatic, but I kind of feel like my friends are ditching me for their babies. Is it possible for people without kids to be friends with people who have kids? Should I give up now? Signed, happily, unencumbered. Well. I'll just say that I'm a spinster, but not like this person.
Well, you know, like, I'm going to give this person some leeway. I know that it can be, you know, like, before you have kids, it's so absolutely obnoxious to hear people who have kids. I feel like I've said this on the podcast before, or at least I've written it. Like, it's so obnoxious to hear people who have kids act like, say, like, things like, you have no idea what it's like to have kids. You know, hearing things like that is really annoying. And our culture really upholds this idea, especially for women, that having children is the ultimate goal or the one of the best things, the best, most important use of your body and
sure.
Time. And our culture is really stacked against women, especially, who choose not to have kids. And I think it's bullshit. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give her a little leeway to be annoyed, because this is anonymous and it's annoying.
Okay, sure.
Uh-huh. And people with kids can be smug. Oh my gosh, this makes me think of
sure.
this.
Sure.
Pregnant Women Are Smug, a song from oh my gosh, what are they called? It's this comedy, two women comedy band. I want to say, I'm like, Hall & Oates. It's not Hall & Oates.
No, it's not Hall & Oates. Yeah. It's yes. I yes. Know who you're
okay. Maybe we can link to the Pregnant Women Are Smug.
Yes. They're
it's
very
true.
Funny.
It's true. And when I was pregnant, I was smug too. And then when I wasn't pregnant, I was like, man, these pregnant ladies, like, take it down a notch.
That's funny.
But
I mean,
on the other hand,
I don't. Okay. Yeah. So while I don't delight and certainly won't let, we've covered my confrontational nature several times on the show.
Right.
And if you've met me in real life, I'm sure we've gone over it in real life several times as well. I won't let anybody talk down to me for nothing about nothing.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't like it when parents are like, you don't know what it's like to have you. But all on the other hand, I don't.
It's that's the other thing. It's like, it is true that when you have kids, like, unlike pretty much any other, most things, like transitional things that happen to you in your life, the day before you have a kid and the day after are so completely different. Your life is completely different forever.
Right.
And it is truly impossible to fully comprehend what that means. And I think it also means different things for different people. Mm-hmm. But like chemically, everything changes.
Yeah,
and you are suddenly fully responsible for the life of another thing, which I mean, I remember one time early on in my journey of having a child, right before the pandemic. I had a baby right before the pandemic, and I was coming back to work just like part time, and I was working on the weekends so my husband could be with our baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because like that, we didn't have child care except
right.
for my parents watched her like one day a week. And yeah, anyway, and she was a little baby, mm-hmm. you know, because our culture, our society doesn't let us stay home for a year. She was like 3 months old. And she's always been a very
scrunchy baby.
Yeah, she was so cute. But always had strong opinions, especially about me being around. Like, she really wanted me around. And she, one night I was at an event, like, for work. I was covering an event, and my husband called me, and he was like, I think you, like, really need to come home. Nona will not stop screaming. And it had been going on for a while.
Sure.
And it was such an insane experience. Like, that was the first time I was like, oh yeah, like, my work is meaningless compared to this. Like, I have to leave. Like, if my kid needs me, I have to go.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what I'm doing. It doesn't matter that I'm at work.
There's nothing in my life that equates to that. Like, truly, absolutely, there is. I mean, death of a family member.
Right.
That's the only thing that I feel like, you know, an extreme emergency.
That you'd be like, I'm leaving.
Yeah, right. There's nothing. I mean, like, your dog has diarrhea and he's doo-dooing on the floor. Okay, sorry, that sucks. I'll be home and I'll have to clean it when I get home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's nothing that, I have a dog, obviously. There's nothing, you know, as much as I joke, oh, that's my human son. I do make that joke. It's not the same.
It's
I don't feel like it's the same. I've never felt like it's the same. I think people who think it's the same are a little silly.
I sometimes am like, there's similarities, definitely. But that thing where it's like, you...
Yeah, that's not.
You have no other, like,
not it, similar in any
in terms
way.
Of priorities. It's like this, the life of this person, and then everything else is at the floor.
And I think that this, I guess that's what I wanted to say. Like, the smugness of pregnant ladies, yes. Have I witnessed that? Absolutely. On the other hand, you're full on, like, alien the movie style, growing something inside
of you.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's like, how do
you
have do that?
Another. You're growing fingernails and hair and a liver. You can be smug.
Right. It's a lot of work. And it's also like so wild that our bodies are capable of doing that.
I don't know what that's like. And you can be smug if you want. And I think that ultimately what I'm getting at is I think that this happily unencumbered person does not have like a sympathy or even like an... You can't have empathy for it because you're right. It's not something if you don't have kids, you can't understand. I don't think truly. But I don't think they have a sympathy or an empathy as much as they can for the idea that, yeah, it is going to be hard for you to maintain a friendship with somebody whose priorities have shifted so wildly in a way that you cannot understand.
Yeah. Like in terms of that, like they can't go out. You know, like
it's gonna
I can't.
You,
yeah.
The childless person making sacrifices.
Right. And that is frustrating, you know, and it's like you need to have, I think we were a little bit before this sort of discussing this, but like it will work. It can work if your friendship with that person is strong enough for it to work and you're willing to make those sacrifices. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, you can have casual friends that go by the wayside for lots of reasons. Mm-hmm. And if this is not a friendship that is strong enough, it'll either have to be put on hold until that person is their child is, you know, maybe 10 or it is going to be more on you, or you're going to have to be more flexible. You know, you're going to have to understand that maybe your friend can't come out at 8 o'clock, you know, or can only hang out every couple months or, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, I have friends that don't have kids and, the really good friendships are still there. It's just they're different, but they're also people that I've been friends with for so long that our friendships have evolved and been different all in different periods of time in our lives. There have been years, decades where we don't even live in the same city and we're still friends. So if we don't see each other every single day or every week even, we still are friends. You know, you have to just maybe change your expectations about what that looks like. And also, and I really think that this is not just for kids. It could be like your friend getting sober or something too. You know, if your friend got sober and you were like, ugh, it's so annoying that they don't want to go out to the bars with me anymore, you'd be being selfish, right?
Yeah.
Like, so think about that your friend has changed their life in a way that for them at least feels like a change that they wanted, hopefully. I hope. And if it's a change they didn't want, then they need your support even more. But it's not about you. And And also that's important to remember, like if you feel like, oh, they don't show up, I invite them and they keep not showing up, I'd say keep inviting them. It's not about you. They just can't. You know, for me, it's been a lot. Like a lot of times I just can't. I haven't been able to go to certain things or go to, yeah, certain events or whatever for like years. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's people who I don't ever talk to anymore, and they don't invite me to things anymore. And I feel sad. I wish that they did still. Mm-hmm. But like, I can't. Mm-hmm. And even especially during the pandemic, you know, there were, I think a lot of people had lots of different levels of safety and comfort, but like there was a lot of things that I didn't go to. Mm-hmm. And also legitimately there have been months and months where my kid is sick because she goes to school with other kids. Mm-hmm. And like, I think it's shifting a little bit now, but I wouldn't want to bring her to a place or right. bring me to a place with you if I am contagious myself. So yeah. It's like, that's another thing that I think people who aren't around kids all the time might not fully comprehend. It's like, mm-hmm. no, I just don't want to get you sick.
Yeah. Well, as a person who has poor health and gets sick worse than other people because of my poor health, I do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I was talking a little bit with Lizzie about this, you know, like I'm childless by choice. I think mm-hmm. it'll probably be a choice that I will have for my whole life. It's just how I think I'd like to live my life. And lots of people have different opinions about that. And yeah. that's okay. Mm-hmm. But I feel very privileged that, you know, when I get off of work, regardless of how easy or how difficult my work day is, nobody is waiting for me to do anything. I'm the only person waiting for me to feed me, mm-hmm. except my dog, you know, who's always happy to see me. He's never in a bad mood. You know what I mean? Like, he's never needing anything more from me than I have to give. That's not the case with kids or people in your life, like other relationships in your life. And, you know, I can, if I want to go to bed as soon as I get home, I could make that choice.
Yeah, amazing.
I could stay up until 2 a.m. reading a book. And you know who's the only person who's having a bad day because of that tomorrow? Me.
Yeah.
It's living a life without children. I've heard this rhetoric. It's selfish. In a lot of ways, it is selfish. No. In a wonderful way
right.
to me.
Yeah.
I get to make whatever decision I want to make. I'm very grateful for that. It's an mm-hmm. intentional choice. But I have to understand, and I feel very sensitive toward my friends who have kids and understand that it's not like a sacrifice that they're unwilling to make, but it is, sacrifice isn't even the right word, but that there's just more things on the plate.
Right.
Because there's more people pulling from that plate. Mm-hmm. So when they have an equally rough day at work, they get to go home to their kids who need things from them emotionally. Oh, yeah. And mm-hmm. need to talk at them, mm-hmm. you know, even just the space to then use your listening ears to engage with somebody,
yeah.
and continue to have an upbeat attitude after you've had an upbeat attitude all day. That's a yeah. lot.
It's
you
a
know
lot.
So like then to turn around and ask them, hey, do you want to hang out?
Right.
I mean, like, you as somebody who doesn't have kids, you have to be conscientious of how much farther somebody with kids is stretching themselves on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't really it might not seem like a lot when you're not looking at the minutiae, but the minutiae makes it like a lot.
Yeah.
And like, just being a little more sympathetic will save these friendships if you're interested in saving them.
Right.
This yeah. person maybe sounds like they're maybe not interested in saving them, but if you are,
right,
having a little bit of sympathy and empathy in meeting someone where they are, like, bring coffee when the person's taking their kid to the park.
Right.
And
totally.
Then you guys are hanging out. And yeah. you know, like, just change your perspective mm-hmm. on the friendship. And yeah. you can maintain a friendship for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I think it just goes back to, like, well, first of all, you have to be willing to, I'm very impressed, Destiny, that you have this, like, it's hard when you don't have kids to, like, really understand how much time and energy it takes, like, emotional energy. Mm. And so I think that, like, hopefully everyone who doesn't have kids has that understanding.
Like,
but I don't think they do.
To emotion, to, like, yeah. because I do feel so drained at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I think my mom was such a young mom. I think about this a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when my mom turned 30, mm-hmm. I was 12.
That's wild. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think if mm-hmm. I had came home to a 12-year-old, I wouldn't have the gas.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So. I mean, I definitely waited to have kids. I have one child, mm-hmm. and that's all I'm having. And I was 36 when she was born.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, oh God, I was 37.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was 37. And I felt like at that point in my life, I at least was aware enough about myself.
Sure.
And, you know, I didn't even want to be going out to bars and things like that, right. to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work to have one. It's it seems like a lot more work to have two or three.
Sure.
But also it's hard to maintain like this part of yourself that's separate from your kids, or that's like who you are as a human person beyond mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really amazing to have friends who are willing to cut you some slack, to think about your perspective, and to be there for you for what you need. And I really think really good, strong friendships are the kind that go through all kinds of phases.
Sure.
And sometimes you don't talk to someone for a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have lots of friends that I consider like people I love, and I don't talk to them all the time, or I haven't talked to them in a while, but I know that if I were to see them, or if they were to call me, I would pick up the phone if I could, you know? And sometimes I can't.
Right.
But like the ones that I know are sticking around friends are the ones who keep calling, you know? And
that matters.
It really matters.
Yeah.
And like when you have a baby, for example, when you just have a baby, it is so all consuming. It might be the only thing you can talk about for a while.
Yeah.
And so it's perfectly reasonable. And I think there's like another side to this. There's plenty of people who want to have kids and can't have kids.
Yeah.
And for those people, that can be especially like harrowing.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very challenging to be around people who just had kids or who have kids. And I mean, I know I had a miscarriage when I was, you know, 15 weeks pregnant before I had Nona. And there was that period of time after that and before I got pregnant again. And even, you know, a little bit when I was pregnant again, because it's so scary that like being around people with kids was really hard.
Mm.
And if you're like going through years and years of infertility and stuff like that, being around people with kids can be so hard. But if you're, so I think it goes both ways. Like the people with kids have to understand that this could be very hard and challenging for your friends also who don't have kids for whatever reason. And we all have to give each other some compassion and slack and not expect things that our friends can't give us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I think ultimately we're all adults here.
Yeah.
You have to decide what friendships you want to keep in your life.
Right.
And which ones you don't, and which ones are worth the time that you have to put in and not. Because ultimately, if somebody has a kid and they can't maintain the friendship to what you would like it to be, the person can't be friends with you. Like,
right.
That's it. It. Because regardless of the obstacle, if you want one, if it's imbalanced because of anything, because of sobriety, because of a child, because of a new hobby, because of a new boyfriend
or
girlfriend or partner, like, then it's not the friendship for you.
Right.
So,
and you know, the thing about friendship, unlike, you know, marriage, is that there's no contractual obligation for you or legal requirement. You know, there's you don't have to call a lawyer to,
you won't have to pay alimony.
Dissolve the relationship. You can just like respond in kind, you know, like we can't all and also like if your friendship fades away, it doesn't mean either of you are bad people.
Right.
It just means that maybe it was what it was when it was, and now things have evolved.
Yeah, absolutely. I was telling Lizzie when I was, you know, say 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm from a small town, and a lot of people started having kids right out of high school. It was a lot harder to maintain friendships with people who started having children right out of high school.
Oh gosh.
Because
it
was like, should I stay in my major? And your friend would be like, my baby has colic. And you're like,
Yeah, you're on real different paths there. Yeah,
it became. I mean, when you're 20, you're like some of the least empathetic pieces you'll ever be in your life. You know what I mean? Even if you're a good person, you're just like, everybody's a little bit of a bad person in their 20s, early 20s, late teens, you know, like, so I did have some, you know, like close friends, in, you know, graduating high school that I just kind of faded away from because like they were kicking into adult overdrive and I was like going into the protected shelter of a 4-year university.
Yeah.
It was just very different.
Totally.
Now, I don't know how old Happily Unencumbered is.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing my roommate go through this where her friends, I mean, my roommate is my age, like around 30, 31, where a lot of her friends are getting married and having young children. So I think this is the area in life where this normally happens if you're not from like a kind of a small town. And I think it's easier because we are adults and we can understand and we can be more empathetic about like some of the things in life that are like a little unfavorable and like how we can get through them and just be better for one.
Right, exactly. And like, you know, when you're in your mid to late 30s, your friends are already also like, well, I mean, not everyone, but maybe less interested in going out and staying up late
like
and partying
to get together. You know, like the time is more meaningful and you're busier, so it is already harder to get together.
Yeah.
So.
Like even my friends without kids have responsibilities.
Right.
Like they have dogs, they have their homeowners, they have careers, you
trying
know
to
what I mean?
Families who probably live far away, so they're using vacation time for that, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah. But I also, I mean, and I like, sometimes I, you know, I have one of my best friend has no kids and she has like a dream life, you know, like, no, she does. I mean, whatever. But like she goes on lots of trips. She has really good friends. She has, I am her friend still, you know, but I also think that sometimes, you know, there's all kinds of friendships we can have and friendship isn't like a zero sum game. Like you can be friends with lots and lots of people and different times in your life. And currently the people I spend the most time with that are friends are people with kids. And it's probably because we have a shared interest. Kids are like, or, you know, we have similar schedules.
Sure.
We live in similar neighborhoods. Like we can get together and
also share similar struggles.
Right. And that's okay too. Like
definitely.
It's if you happily unencumbered, I hope can find people that also don't have kids because there should be a safe space for her. I'm assuming it's a girl, but to say like, man, people with kids are annoying. You know what I mean? Like you do need to have that outlet and you don't need to just have the same five friends. You know, it is hard to make friends as adults, but I do think it's something that we should all try to do because having friends makes your life better.
Yeah, babe, join a book club or something.
Right.
If you're like looking for
hobby.
New friends. Yeah. Find a hobby. Make friends in that hobby, and then it doesn't even matter if they have kids because you meet them once a week and their life outside of that doesn't really matter. You know, like there's lots of ways to like work around this problem. But ultimately, I think the real answer, I mean, expert advice giver, if you agree, just like maybe have a little more empathy for the people in your life.
Yeah, have a little more empathy. And also, you know, I think the answer is yes, but you also have to decide, is this friendship worth? It is going to require a little more out of you. I mean, that is as annoying as it is. And I agree that it can be annoying. That's like the reality of the situation because your friend with a kid just has this thing in their life that no matter what is always going to take precedence over hanging out with you.
And it should. Yeah.
You know, if it didn't, then your friend would possibly be committing child abuse.
Yeah.
So, you know, like that's how it is. That's just it. They're doing the right thing. And if you want to stay in their life, you can. But it will take a little bit of extra work and just flexibility. You know, like, you know, I have these two really close friends, been friends since, you know, elementary school. And one of them has kids that are a little older than mine and the other one doesn't have kids. And I feel like when it comes to when we can hang out, we all have these constraints, but But they're always like, Lizzie, what is your deal? Like, you tell us when you can hang out. Mm-hmm. Because I, you know, I still have to deal with bedtime. The kid, mm-hmm. the person that has older kids, she doesn't have to deal with bed. Like, okay, yes, her children have a bedtime, but they're old enough that it doesn't really matter who's there to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I'm the only one who can do bedtime, but if I'm not going to do it, you know, it's just not our, mm-hmm. it's not our regular flow of things, mm-hmm. and it's going to require some, mm-hmm. someone else to do it. So, yeah. And that's the thing also, I think the time period when people have kids that need so much of their time and attention is actually not super long, but when it's happening, it's very intense. Mm-hmm. Like a 3-year-old, that requires a lot.
Yeah.
And she's lovely and I love her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a full-time thing.
Yeah. I can literally only imagine.
But that doesn't mean I don't hang out with people, you know, or right. I don't have friends who don't have kids. I do. It just requires, I can't just be like, oh, sure, I'll show up right now, whatever.
Yeah, because the flip side of that coin is that parents also deserve time with people.
Totally.
So it is worth also people without children to put in the effort.
Yeah.
Because
it's incredibly,
your friends, your friends who have children, mm-hmm. were your friends theoretically before they had children, and mm-hmm. now they have this child who you should also love.
Right. You can like them. Yeah. And I mean, like, it's incredibly important to me to see these people, mm-hmm. and spend time outside. Like, mm-hmm. like I was saying before, you know, you don't lose it, but you can lose this part of yourself that is like the person you are beyond mm-hmm. mom. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to me to like be around those people and have friends. I find like going on walks with my friends and seeing them, getting dinner, like, is one of the most important things in my life. Mm-hmm. Even though I can't do it all the time, I do, it makes me feel like a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Did we advice?
I think we did. But if you have thoughts about Lizzie's advice. Yes.
I would love it. I would love to hear your thoughts, honestly. Like, I would love to hear them in text form.
Yeah.
If you want to, you could text me. You could text the word advice to 503-751-8731 and then just click the link and subscribe.
Very good.
And you could also reach out to us other ways. Our all of our information is readily available on the internet.
It sure is. It'll be in the description below. This is a weekly podcast, but if you want to read the more distilled version of this advice and many other pieces of advice for your life, you can read Lizzie's advice column, Why Though, at OregonLive.com/Why Though, WHYTHO. That's where the column lives, and old episodes of this Why Though, the podcast that you're listening to right now.
Yeah, and you should click on it. There's lots to read. We've been doing this, actually, we've been doing the podcast for a little while, and mm-hmm. I've been writing the column for a couple of years, mm-hmm. wildly enough. And also, you know, send me your questions. We love to talk about these things, and also email me and tell me I'm wrong. I love to hear that as well.
Don't email me and tell me I'm wrong, because I'll probably cry. But
I'm used to it. I'm more used to it. And you know, it's going to be a day late when you get this, but you can also email me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah. Do that portion of it.
Because apparently 41 is sort of like an uninspired number. I think it's interesting because it's, you know, a prime number.
Yes.
But otherwise, might not be one of the big birthdays.
I mean, same with 31. So
that's true. I know. I like that we're 10 years apart.
Yeah.
Pretty much exactly.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah. 31, you know what? I'd say my life really got interesting at 31. I feel like I was more of an adult at 31 than I was at 30.
Well, last year tried to murder me, so hopefully this year will be...
It's going
to
be better. For me, 30 was absolute madness in terms of a year. Fully self brought on by myself.
Oh.
But I was... Yeah, I don't know if I was having a identity crisis or what, but it was a wild time.
I didn't plan for it, just for the listeners at home. My pancreas gave out, so I didn't really have
you
choice
didn't.
In that.
No, that no. wasn't on you. That wasn't on you.
It just happened.
Mine was more of like a month long, many months long bender, and then I moved back here. I moved to Oregon.
Oh, okay.
I moved back.
So 10-year anniversary of moving back.
Well, I actually moved back when I was 31. Yeah, 31. Yeah.
Well, wish Lizzie a happy 10 years back in Oregon, and also happy birthday.
Yeah, and thank also it's almost Destiny's birthday.
It is. BTW. 10-4. 10-4, good buddy.
So next week we'll be talking about Destiny's birthday.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. If you have any thoughts, questions, concerns, go ahead and email us. We'd love to hear your questions and your gossip.
Oh, we love gossip.
We love gossip.
So reach out.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to Why Though the Podcast. Listen to other episodes and read my column at oregonlive.com/whythough. You can support us by leaving a 5-star review or heading over to oregonlive.com/podsupport.